Okay, we are on Tzadik Amud Base at the top of the page. Top line, end of the top line. Nasa Es Sarishana. So we had in our Mishnah, the second case in our Mishnah, we had two cases. Second case in the Mishnah was that the man was married to a woman, she died, and therefore he inherited her. And after that he married another woman, and then he died. And then it could be that she died also after that. So the din is that the second set of Yorshim, that was from the second wife, so they collect the ksuba, it's a debt, is owed, you know, because since the husband died in the lifetime of the second woman, so they have a right to collect the ksuba of their mother, or the mother herself. If she's alive, she collects her ksuba, or if she's not alive anymore, then her kids collect her ksuba. And then after that, the first ones collect the ksubas benin dichr. So says the Gemara, shmamina tlat. So we learn from this three things. Shmamina, the first thing we learn from here is that achas b'chayav, achas b'moso, that in fact this case that we're saying, that one of the women died in his lifetime and the other one died after his life, after the husband died, then yesh lehem ksubas benin dichrin, and v'lo chashinan lin suye. And we're not worried about getting into arguments. Mimai, how do we know this? Midiktani, since it says shniya v'yorsheha kodim l'yorshe harishona. So as it says in the Mishnah, that the second ones from the second wife, her and her yorshim come first before the first yorshim. Mashma that miktam hu dekadmei, but ha'ika shakli. So mashma they come first. First meaning there's a first and there's a second. Mashma that the second yorshim they collect first, but then the first ones they collect after that. So they do collect. So we see that there is ksubas b'din dichri. Okay, so let's see Rashi. We'll just do just three things. We'll do each one separately. Okay, says Rashi, Shma mina achas b'chayev achas b'moso yesh lehem, meaning l'rishonim, from the first wife, ksubas b'din dichrin. Below amrinan, and we do not say, the ki tikun b'din dichrin, hecha demesu shtehem b'chayev, v'ksubas ha'achas k'meruba mishal chaverta, ela elu notlim ksubas iman, ve'elu notlim ksubas iman, v'ashar cholkim mishaveh. Now that's your classical ksubas b'din dichrin, right? Whether you when you have the man was married to two women and they had kids or whatever, and both of the women died in the lifetime of the husband, okay, and then he inherited both of them, and then the husband dies after that. So the kids first collect the ksuba of their mother, and then after that, whatever is left after that, they split. Okay, meaning the nafkamina would be only, as Rashi says, one is more than the other. Because if everything was equal, the both ksubas are exactly equal, there's no nafkamina anyway, everything's split anyways. But we're talking about that one ksuba happened to be more than the other one, so they each collect their ksuba from the mother first, the mother ksuba, and then after that they split the rest, the Yerusha. So that I might think, okay, fine, that's when you say ksubas binin dichrin. The hashta atu tarvayu betoras binin dichrin. Because now, in that case, there's no arguments, because both of the sets of yisomi, they're both collecting with from the ksubas binin dichrin, shu yirusha sa'av, which is from the money of their father, okay, is they're both taking off the top of the yirusha of the mother's ksuba. But lo atilin suya, you're not going to fight, because they're both doing that. Abal achas b'chayev achas b'moso, but in our case, the yorshe shniya ba'in al ksubas iman b'toras yirushas chov iman v'lo mi avihem ba'alahem. Now, because in our case, the second ones, what are they doing? The second ones are collecting officially the ksuba of their mother, right? The mother, their mother's husband, their father, died in her lifetime. So she deserves officially, you know, collect the ksuba. That's one of the times you collect the ksuba, but divorce or death. So he died, and the ksuba is officially coming to the mother. So if she's around, she collects it. If she's not around, her yorshim collect it. So that's a chov, the official chov of the ksuba. Fine. Ubnei Rishona ba'im litol chelik yeser mikoach yirusha sa'av dehayartum none. However, the first ones are not collecting a debt. They're because of what the Chachamim said, taking off the top of the Yerusha, the money's coming to everybody, is the Yerusha, taking off the top, the Ksuba of their mother. That's a special Takana Chachamim, Ksuba Svedim Dichri. And since we paskin Yarsut Nan, as we say, it's a Yerusha. It's not a Chov. Right? It's not the Chov that is owed. It's just it's from the Yerusha money. They're taking off the top the money for their mother's Ksuba. So therefore, I might think that maybe lo shachli. Why? Dilma ati lintsuye may come to argument. Velomar lo titlu v'yerusha savinu yoter mimenu. Ha lo amrina. We don't say that, right? Because one would say that the second ones might get angry and says, "Hey, what are you taking off the top from the Yerusha? You know that's going to mean less for everybody, for us also. So don't do that. You know it's not fair. They're also think they're taking the chov. Okay, the official chov of the ksuba because when it comes to their mother, you know their mother was around when the husband died, so therefore the ksuba is coming as a chov. So that's coming to them. But the first ones are taking off the top of the Yerusha money. You might think that you can't do that because they will come to the seconds will say you can't do that. It's going to come to fighting. Kamashma, no, we do. Say that the second ones first collect the chov of the ksuba, and then the first ones can collect the ksuba being dichri and also yerusha. Okay, so that's the first thing we learn. Ushmamina, the second thing we see from here is what? The ksuba nases mosar lechaverta. Mimai, how do we see this? Midagloktani im yesha mosar dinar. Okay, another thing is the halacha is basically in the next Mishnah is that. When there's ksubas binin dichrin, it only comes into effect. The takana only can work, as we mentioned this agav yesterday, if there is at least a minimal amount of yerusha, regular yerusha. But if there's let's say a couple of wives and each son has taken the ksubas binin dichrin, and after that there's nothing left to divide. After the ksubas of the mothers are taken, then you don't do it. There has to be at least something, a mosar dinar, has to be extra dinar at least, that you can divide as if Yerusha. If there's nothing left for Yerusha, we don't do it. It doesn't take it the place of the Yerusha deraisa. You have to have at least a minimal Yerusha deraisa also. So the question is, and that's what we're seeing over here, that let's say the Yerusha, you don't have any Yerusha deraisa. We don't have anything extra. But what do we have? We have in our case over here, there's no Yerusha deraisa per se, you could say, but maybe, which is what we are seeing over here, that with this that the when the second Yorshim, right, they're taking the debt of the mother, remember, they're taking the ksuba officially because the father died in the life of their mother. So they're deserving the Yerusha, also they're deserving the ksuba also a debt. So one could, what do we do? We do see that debt can act as the mosar dinar. In other words, there is a extra money after the ksuba. The ksuba and the nichrin are the first brothers. The second brothers are also taking ksuba, but not all ksubas in nichrin. They're taking it because of the official ksuba that's coming to them. So that money that's coming to them, they're taking as the chov, that can act as the mosar dinar. Even though in the end you're going to see no money left on the table, right? They took their ksuba, they took their ksuba, but since the second ksuba, the second ones are taking, that's official, you know, from the chov, so that can count as the mosar dinar. It's just that it's going as a chov to the second sons. So that's what we see. How do we see that? Since it doesn't say im yesha mosar dinar, meaning mashma in this case, even if there's no mosar dinar, how can it be? How can you have ksuvas v'nigvah without mosar dinar? Because the money owed to the second son, that is, that acts as the mosar dinar. Okay, let's see Rashi. Ksuva nasen mosar dinar chaverta. The afal gav de lotikin ksuvas din dichrin elim kain yesh mosar al shtei ksuvas din dinar. Even officially, you can't collect the ksuvas din dichrin unless there's this extra money. De lo miakra nachla deraisa, as we said, because it has to be at least the minimum of a Yerusha deraisa. Kedetnan bepirkin, barshina and taima, beperik narashin patata. So hani mili ki mesu shteyem b'chayev. That's only in the case when both of the women died in the husband's lifetime. The tavayu asi b'torah that both of these sets of yeshurim are coming for al ksuvas b'din dichrin. Aval achat bechayev achat b'mosa, which is what we're talking about now. Shashnia nigmeis b'toras chov. The second one are not coming as ksuba b'nichrin. The second one is collecting the ksuba as a chov that's owed to them or the mother. So ein lecha yerusha gadol mizu. So that is a yerusha. It's just that it's being used to pay off the second ksuba. Velo miyakra nachla deraisa. That's not called the dreaming yoker the nachla deraisa. Shekashemes naflu nechasim lifnei yorshim, because when he died, the nechasim fall to the yorshim. Ukeshe yatsa shtar chov alavien, and if you have a shtar chov that's here, you know, the father owed money, elu ve'elu osim mitzvah lifroach chovavien. So that's called money, that's called yerusha, except that they're using that yerusha money to do the mitzvah, playing off the chov. Fihihi yerusha san, that is the yerusha. Lefikach ksubazu nases kamosa the yorsha the yerusha v'gobin bnei arishona ksubas b'nei. And therefore, that money is that the second ones are collecting al sechov. That's called moser dina. That's called extra money, yerusha money. Except that yerusha money was used to pay off the debt. What's the debt happens to be in this case? The second ksuba. That's number two. And lastly, Ushma Mina, the third thing we see over here, is that Ksubas Bnin Dichrin Lo Tarfa Mimishabde. That you the money for the Ksubas Bnin Dichrin you cannot collect from things that the father had sold. Why? Because we say that again, that Yarsun Knan, that the Ksubas Bnin Dichrin is not a Chov. Chov you can collect from Meshubadi. Not a chov, it's a Yerusha. You don't collect Yerusha from Meshubadim. Since it's Yartunthan, meaning it's a Yerusha, Yerusha you don't collect from Meshubadim. The Mela, we see from here that that's the case, that the Lo Tarfa Mishabdi. The Yisalkadait in Tarfa Mishabdi, if you're going to say that they could, then Lesu B'nei Rishona, Abelitrafin Hula B'nei Shnia. So, if it would be that the first son's claim is a chov, not a Yerusha, then it would be that they have a chov, and the second one also, or as we said, are a chov. So then it would be that the if the second ones took first, the first ones could collect from them, could be tar from them. Why? Because they could say, look, we're a chov also, and our chov came first. And our mother was married first, then before your mother was married to her father. So mele, our chov comes first, we can take it away from you. That's what would be if it would be a chov. But since that's not the case, because the first ones are not collecting the ksuba of their mother from a chov, it's a yerusha, and therefore yerusha you can't take from mishubani mele. It's not a chov that they can collect from the second set of brothers. Okay, let's see. Rashi lo tarfa mishabdi the lo tema yasuntan. We don't say yasuntan tnan, that it's like a chov that they're taking. Ubal chov haven their bali chovos. We don't say that. Vishibdum koven vitrifu their shibu therefore comes first. Vitrifu mi bnei yerushnia. Then they would be able to collect from the second ones if the second ones took first. Shehain bali chovos mucharin, because they're later bali chovos, the second sons. Ella Yorshin Hain, rather we say they're Yorshin, Vyartun Tnan, Velo Gabi Mishabdi, and therefore you cannot collect from Mishubadi. Okay. Fine. So let's go on. Matkifla Ravashi. Now Ravashi is gonna now ask on all these three Yesodos, all these three Shmaminas that we seem to have implied with the proofs, he's gonna slug them all up. Matkifla Ravashi, Mimai. Why do you say this is the case? Dilma le'olam e'malach, achas b'chayev, achas b'moso, ein lehem b'ksubas bin dichrin. Then in our case, there is no ksubas bin dichrin. Since that's we only say ksubas bin dichrin if both of the wives died in the lifetime of the husband. But not in our case, where one is in the lifetime, one is not. You might quote me, but we bought a raya, and it's sad. We said the second ones come and collect first. Mashma first. They're the first to collect. But Mashma, the first ones do collect after that. It says Kodmin. So the Gemara, this is Rav Ashi, says, no, that's no proof, because maybe what it means is they're first Lenachala Ketani, Legabe Yerusha. No, there's no Ksubas B'nin Dichrin. It means that after the second ones take the Ksuba Al-Stachov, whatever's left, then they collect, they divide out. And but yes, the first ones get the nachala, they get the chelik and the nachala. So it just means that the second ones take first, and after that, the second ones take the nachala together with everybody else. That's all it means. That's number one. And also, v'chi tema, when it says yorshe harishona alamali, if that's the case, then but it says that the Yorshei Rishonah. So Yorshei Rishonah means, what's the Rishonah? Her, the first, from the first mother. So we see that they're called Yorshei Rishonah. Sounds like they do get the mother's ksuba, because it's the Yorshim of the mother. So what are the Yorshim from the mother? Her ksuba. So it sounds like there is the ksubas benin dichun, because it says Yorshei Rishonah. So then why would it say such a lashon lamali? So he said, no, that's not a proof either, because Aidi the Tana Shnia v'Yorshea Tana Nami li Yorshei Rishonah. And we're just using the same type of a lashon that we use Legabi the second son. The second sons collect from their mother's ksuba. Either if the mother's alive, she collects her ksuba because her husband died. If she's not alive anymore, so the second ones collect their mother's ksuba. So there we use the lashon of, you know, their mother's ksuba, their Yorshei of the Shnia. So since we use that lashon there, we use it by the first ones also, their Yorshei Rishona. Even though there's no real nafkamina that happens to be the first mother, because they don't really get any ksuba shnin dichrin, we're saying now. And they just collect the Yerusha with everybody, but they're called Yorshei Rishona because we're calling the second ones Yorshei Shnia, so we call the first ones Yorshei Rishona, that's all. And Udekamart, that the Kesuba is not says Mosa Lechaverta, and you wanted to say it's, we see from here also that it's Nase Moser Lechaverta. Again, here we're going on the side that even if you will say, again, we're saying now there's no ksuvas b'nichrin. But you say, let's just say there is ksuvas b'nichrin here. But you want to also bring a raya that the ksuvas b'nichrin, even if there's no Mosar Dinah. Why? Because it didn't say there was a Mosar Dinah. And therefore, even if there's no Mosar Dinah, we're using the, as we said, the chov owed to the second one, that is the Mosar Dinah. He said, that's not a proof either. Why? The fact that the debt owed to the second sons, that ksuba really is not called a Mosar Dinah. Vahacha, who the ika Mosar Dinah. Ay, how come it doesn't say over here? It doesn't matter, but there is a Mosar Dinah. The reason why over here there's a, if you would say there's a ksuba, because there is a Mosar Dinah. And because if there wasn't, the second ksuba cannot act as the Mosar Dinah. Ay, why doesn't it say there's a Mosar Dinah? It doesn't say it, but there is. But there really is a Mosar Dinah. Okay, let's see Rashi.
He only upshlugs two of them.
Right, the third one is right, isn't
that stays behind.
That stays behind, right.
Ksuba's been in different, not tougher.
What? They're the Mishnah thing, right. Yorshei Rishon, let's see, Umay Kodmim, right. So Rashi says, Umay Kodmim, the Mashma Ha'ika Midi, the Mishka, Betarma, Betrayhu, Kshakli. We said, but it says, Umkodmim, no, so the Mashma, that the second ones come first, but first means that the first ones after that do collect something. Yeah, kod milo nachala, that's all. Lo sheitlu rishonim achareyem ksubas ima. No, they don't collect the ksubas b'din dichrin, their mother's ksuba. Ela yitlu achareyem chelkam b'mosar kederech cholke Yerusha. All it means is that they collect with everybody the Yerusha, that's all it means. Yorshei Rishona lama liyai, but why the lashon of Yorshei Rishona? Right, the karula Yorshei Rishona. Hello, lo mikocha. They're not coming from the power of their mother. They're just getting the Yerusha with everybody. But lo mitakanta, right? Hein ba'im liyarish, as we're saying now. It's not because of that. So a ma'iktani sefer liyorshei rishana. So why does it say yorshei rishana? If in fact there's no ksubas b'din nikun, they're not collecting from their mother's thing. So why are they called the yorshei rishana? So they weren't answered. Achi garsina and aidi the tana shnia even yorshei atani nami liyorshei rishana. That's all. Just to keep the same type of a lashon. It says Rashi, Aidi Dikari Lahula B'nei Shniya Yorshia Aim. They are called Yorshia Aim because they are coming because of the mother to collect her ksuba, right? The Inhu Mina Kayarse, they are inheriting from their mother the ksuba that's coming to her. So Karina L'B'nei Mishona Nami Alshem Yorshia, that's all. We're just calling them also Alshem their mother, even though it's not the same. Velo Mishum Demidida Kayarse, they're not getting from the mother, they're not inheriting their mother. Ela Shema Be'alma, it's just a name. Right, Kolomar Libnei Harishana, just the sons of the first wife. That's all. Okay, Vahacha b'deikar. Sorry, no, we didn't do that yet. Okay, Seder. So we said, and what about the Moser Din? Or we can't see there's a Moser Din that the Ksuba, the second of the second wife, is considered the Moser Din. That's no Raya, because we're talking about here. That's all. Says Rashi, b'di'ika Moser Din kamar. So ihai kodmim liyorshei rishona kodmim l'ksubas I benin dichrin hu. And when it says that if we're going to say the high kodim liyorshei rishona is kodim to l'ksubas dichrin hi, then ika l'uk maybe the ika moser din. You could say that is it. In other words, Rashi's saying we just threw it out and said there's no ksubas din dichrin. But even if you want to say that there is high ksubas din is that there is a ksubas din dichrin, still we can say it. Talk about moser dina. That's all. And therefore, there's no raya that the second ksuba can act as the moser dina. Even though it doesn't say imyesha moser dinar, but haktani lelakaman is going to say later on in the next mishnah. Hayasham moser dinar, it says over there. Vechulei v'tarte zim ne lo disrich lemisa. Therefore, we don't have to mention it. It's going to say later on in the mishnah that it has to be moser dinar. So we just leave it like that. Okay, let's do a little more. Okay, so now the Gemara suggests that v'achas b'chayev v'achas b'moso tanaihi. That this is what we're saying. This scenario, right? When one dies and then the one wife dies in the husband's lifetime, one die and one after. This is in fact a tanai. Whether this ksubas v'din different. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, mesu achas b'chayev v'achas b'moso. That's our case, right? One of the women dies in the lifetime of the husband, one afterwards. Ben nana somer yecholim b'nei rishona lomar lebnei ashnia. So the sons from the first wife can say to the sons of the second wife, b'nei balas chovatem. You guys, the second ones, you're balat chov, right? You're coming to as a chov. The ksuba is coming as a chov to you. So therefore, tluk ksubaschem utzu. So take your ksuba and get out of here. Take it and finish. Now, we're talking about here where there's exactly enough for the two ksubas. So he says, fine, so you take your ksuba as a chov, goodbye, and then we'll take our ksuba, and we're thinking, as ksubas b'din dichrin. And that's it. Rabbi Kiva argues, he says, no, kfar kaftza nachala, milifnei b'nei rishona, kfar kaftza nachala, we hold at this point is first to the ksubas b'din dichrin. That your nachala of the ksuba din dichrin already jumped away from the first sons, but nachla ifnei ashniya, and therefore it just goes to the second one. It's just they don't have the ksuba din dichrin of their mother. That's how we understand the pshat is over here between the machloikas benanis and Rabbi Kiva, and therefore the Gemara says, "My la baha kamiflagi." Isn't this what they're arguing? The Mar Savar, meaning bananas, held that achas b'chayev asa b'moso yeshlem ksuas b'din dichrin. Therefore, they said, you know, we're taking the ksuva, you take the chov, and then we're taking the rest in the Gemara. And who knows, they have ksuas b'din dichrin. Umar Savar Rabbi Kiva held, no, they karkasa, they don't have it, as achas b'chayev asa b'moso ain lem ksuas b'din dichrin, there isn't. That's all. Okay, let's just see Rashi. Okay, Tanai he says Rashi. So ishakli b'nei rishon ksuv din dichrin ilo. In such a case, in one achas b'chayev achas achar moso, is there ksuv din dichrin? That is a Tanai over here between bananas and Rabbi Kiva. Atem b'nei balas chov atem. So therefore, tlui it ksuv asimachem and sue and get out of here. Al korchach b'deleika moser dinar kamari. So Rashi says we have to be talking here where there's no extra moser dinar. Why? Because they're saying, get out of here. What do you mean, get out of here? Okay, they take the ksuba, but they don't get out of here. They still have to divide out the rest of the Yerusha. So mashma, there's no rest of Yerusha over here. And therefore, that's why they say, tzu, get out of here. V'idi, kanachli yoser, alshtei ksubos, my tzu. Right, why are they saying get out? They can still get the nachala. V'ha amre luhu, they can say to them, na'i nami deshakli b'nei rishon ksubas b'nei dichrin. Yeah, maybe you guys, you know, deserve the ksubas b'nei dichrin about shara mi yipali. But what, after that, we still have to divide out to what's ever left. So how can you say, get out of here? Ella, but a lake, and we must be talking about there's no extra. V'achi kamar lehu, and this is what they're telling them. Atem b'nei balaschov. So the first ones are telling them, the second ones, you guys are balaschov. Atem for the ksuba of your mother. Hoyel v'chov hi. V'einchem ba'im b'toras b'nin dichrin. So lo ba'in and mosardina. We don't need a mosardina over here. V'ein lecha nachala deraisa yafem izu she'anu v'atem porim chovat avinu. So this, we don't need anything extra. Why not? Because there's no greater mosardina than that. That we're paying off the debt of our father, which is what? The ksuba of the second wife. Hilkach, therefore, luota vitsu, therefore take it, the ksuba of the chob that's owed to your mother, and get out of here. Ve'anu nitol ashar v'ksubas v'nigrich, and we're going to take the rest of ksubas v'nigrich. Rabbi Yekimo, mirnok far kafta nachala, misha shemei sabal v'chaya. Once the husband died, that's it. The first ones don't get any the ksus ni dichrin anymore. So shnia kafsa nachlas b'ni dichrin milifnei b'nei harishona, and they don't get it anymore. V'nafla liyot nachla kishar yerusha afli b'nei shnia. So therefore, there's no ksus ni dichrin, and it just gets divided out the money of the father, and that's it. V'afilu havehacha mosar dinar. Even if there is a mosar dinar, still lo haveshakli b'nei harishona ksus ni dichrin. That's Rabbi Kiva. Is holding, we think that there's no ksuv zindichin, even if there is a mosar diner, he doesn't hold by such a case of ksuv zindichin when you have achas b'chai v'achar mosar. The b'achas b'chai v'achas mosar, right, lo itzkin, that kind of didn't go into effect in such a situation.